he heard this statement by Ramananda Roy, he told Eho Bahya Aekoho Ar, that this is Bahya, it is external. And please speak further. Go on further. So this conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is given in a gradual step-by-step progression.
No. Never. All are independent. All are independent.
But for different levels of adhikar.
No. Huh. Not great.
Step by step.
Not a step by step.
Okay.
If anyone is varnasram dharma, at once he can go to sannyas. And he may be a pure devotee. So it is not necessary that he will have to follow all. Not like that. He has told like that, not like that.
Yeah.
Oh, each are independent sadhva and sadhana.
Yes.
So I'm corrected very beautifully by Srila Gurudev. And this should be understood clearly. This whole conversation between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is not that someone will have to go through each one of these step-by-step progressions. That is a misunderstanding. But yet, this conversation is explaining different levels of adhikar, different goals of different persons who are on different levels of qualification. So, therefore, it is gradually going higher level of qualification, higher level of qualification, like this. So now, after Mahaprabhu had rejected this first statement of Sri Ramananda Roy, then he began to explain his next suggestion, which is Krishna Karmarpanam. Krishna Karmarpanam. This means that you will offer, arpanam means to offer, you will offer your karma, your actions to Krishna for his satisfaction. You will offer that to Krishna. And then, to substantiate this statement, Sri Ramananda Roy quoted the verse from Bhagavad Gita, Yat karoshi yadashnashi, yat juhoshi dadasiyat, yat tapasisi konteya, tat kurushva mad arpanam. So here, he's telling that Krishna is telling to Arjuna, everything that you do, yat karoshi, everything that you eat, yadashnashi, everything that you offer, yajjuhosi, dadasiya, all offerings, all sacrifices that you perform, yajjuhosi dadasiya, yat tapasyasi kaunteya, and any kind of austerities that you may perform, tat kurushva mad arpanam, you should do all these for my sake, for my benefit, mad arpanam, you should offer them to me. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard this proposal, and then he told again, same thing, Eho Bahya Anikohoar. This is external. Please speak further. Go further than this. Go higher than this. So it should be understood what is Krishna telling, for which level of Adhikar, and why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept this. So as a conditioned soul within this world, everyone is acting for their own sense gratification. It is personal, selfish interest. Whatever anyone is doing within this world, it is either immediate selfishness or it is an extended selfishness. For example, in this world, everybody is acting sometimes for the benefit of their family, their children, etc. But they will not do the same thing for another person's family and children, because this is their extended self. So they identify, these are mine, these children belong to me, this family belongs to me, this house belongs to me. There is a conception of mineness or mamata toward these material objects. So for that person on that level of identification with this material body, Krishna is giving encouragement by telling them that yat karoshi yat ashnashi, whatever you're doing, you do it for me. Whatever you're offering, you should offer it to me first, like this. So this is to encourage those who are in this level of consciousness. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking, what is the sadhya? What is the goal of life? And he is not accepting this. That is because this suggestion does not at all touch the real transcendental level of the soul. The soul's eternal function of eternal servitude in the form of praying seva to the Supreme Lord. It does not touch that level at all. It is only on the material level. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, eho bahya, this is external. So what is the flaw in this consideration? Why is it still external? It is beneficial for those who are on that level, but from a higher perspective, it is external. So what is that flaw? Because the person who is performing this offering, he has a conception that this belongs to me, and now I'm offering this to Krishna. Now I'm offering this to God. So the flaw is that they have a conception that this is my possession. This belongs to me. And now I am giving it to God. That is the fundamental mistake of the conditioned soul. That aham mameti, janasya mohoyam aham mameti. He identifies with his body, and he identifies that objects connected with his body belong to him. So therefore, this cannot be the proper conception, because ultimately, nothing belongs to anyone. Everything within this world is the property of the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has created it. It is His energies. And not only all these objects of this world, but I myself, my very soul, I belong to the Supreme. So until that conception comes, that I will offer my very self to the Supreme Lord, then it is only external. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected this proposal, and then he asked Ramanand Roy to speak further, then he will speak next suggestion. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Also one thing here. Jatkaroshi, Jadasnasi, Jajjuhosi, in this slok. Who is Karta? Who is doer? Myself. But you are not doer. This body, then mind, then wish of Sakshi. Those who have made this body material. And something of soul. There are so many doers in this body. You are not doer, only soul. Another thing that to your father, suppose your father, mother, you should bring anything from market and tell him, oh, I am offering, oh father, I am offering to you. This is correct or not? Because all wealth and yourself, you are also from him. So you cannot offer. You should only serve him by that. Like Ganges water, we are serving Ganges, doing puja of Ganges. So you are not doer. And also, that you cannot offer to Krishna. Because all
already belongs to everything belongs to Krishna.
Krishna, how you can do? So if you are doing it is wrong.
You are not only
so it is bahya. And then Rai Ramananda told, Swadharma Tyag Sarva Sadhasa. Who will tell? You?
So here, Ramananda Roy has now been instructed to go further, and he is giving Dharma Tyag, this verse in Bhagavad Gita is Savadam Prithita Mamekam Sharam Raja Hamtam Sarapapedyo Bokshasham Masitaha. They give up all varieties of religious endeavor and dharma. Surrender unto me completely. Do not fear. I will protect you. Just surrender to me. So here, dharma, there are two types of dharma. The dharma that is being suggested to give up in this verse is naimittika dharma. The dharma of the soul, as is stated in Jiva Dharma, the nitya dharma of the soul, jigara sukhai krishnera nitya das. Eternally we are parts and parcel servants of the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna. This is not to be given up. This is our eternal dharma, it's unchanging. But that what we have to give up is dharma, artha, kama, moksha. Search for happiness in this world. Temporary endeavors for sense gratification. Dharma. Economic development, religious activities with a desire to get something in return. Here, there's a desire to become free from fear. So I will surrender to Krishna. There's a motivation. Economic development, artha, as explained yesterday. So this instruction is there to give up all these considerations, just surrendering to Krishna. So the surrendering process is sixfold. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam, rakshishya titi vishvasho gokrite varnantata. To accept everything favorable for our endeavors in bhakti, but reject everything unfavorable. Every day, we're confronted in our activities to accept things or reject things. But we're conditioned souls, we're accepting and rejecting on the basis of what will please our senses, because we have a misidentification of this body, dehatma buddhi. False identification of the body. This has to be given up in order to achieve bhakti. To accept those things is only favorable for our bhakti. It may be difficult, there may be some necessity of surrender here, some tolerance, and to not endeavor only for the gratification of the senses, mind, etc. Also, to feel oneself protected by the Supreme Lord, and as He is one of my maintainer. This is the fruit function of this verse. Everything else will be there in these six angas of surrender if we understand that the Supreme Lord is our supreme maintainer and well-wisher. Also, feeling myself very meek and humble. Very, very humble and meek. Even in the Bible, it is explained that the meek shall inherit the earth. So, our disease in this material world is we have false identification with the body, and we are thinking ourselves the supreme enjoyer. So, in conversely to that, if we can have an attitude of humility, then we'll be able to chant with purity and please the Supreme Lord. This is the process of surrender. And Atmanirvedanam, giving everything, our mind, body, senses, our hearts, sentiments, for the service of Guru, Vaishnava, and Krishna. This is the surrendering process. So here there is a business and engagement. If one is thinking like this and is thinking, okay, I will surrender to Krishna, and then I will get something in return. There's some motivation. But pure bhakti is unmotivated. So this has to be given up. And Lord Chaitanya will say, you must go higher.
Thank you. Very good. Can you say something more?
Agyanatimranasya gyananjana savakya chakshur unritam yena tasmai sri gurve namaha tamshukalpatrityasya vipasindhe rajapatitanam pavane This verse, which now Sri Raghavananda is quoting to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, telling me this is the goal, to give up all dharma, all activities, religious activities in this world, and simply surrender to the Lord, and the Lord will protect you from all the reactions of your sinful activities, your karma in this world. What we see here, why Siddhartha Mahaprabhu is not accepting this? If we give up all dharma, all activities, then what are we supposed to do? There is no description of the activity of the soul, the Atma, its relationship with the Supreme Soul. What is that which we ought to do in order to be properly situated in our constitutional position? This is lacking in this particular definition. Only giving up our activities in this world, surrender to the Lord, but no mention of what really our activity is. What should we do in order to attain the proper relationship, harmony with the Supreme Lord? This is not properly defined here. And because of that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was not accepting this proposal. Hare Krishna.
Here, Raghavananda has told first, Agya evam kuran dosan mayadhisthan ap swakan dharman santajaja sarvan ma bhajit sacha uttama. And then he told sarvadharman, two slokes. What I have ordered in the Shastra, Vedas, everywhere, and what I have warned not to do, gunan dosan. Oh, you should give up all these things. He has told that you should do yajna, raisuya yajna, aswamedha yajna, daily yajna, all these things. And also he has told so many things. So you should give up all these things. And what do? Oh, do my bhajan. First thing. And second, sarvadharmanu pratyajya, all varnasram dharma and all other deities, upasana, everything. Demi goddesses, aradhana, worshipping and all other things. Give up. And mam ekam saranam braja. What is the purpose of mam saranam braja? Not saranagati. If you are worshipping Radha and Krishna, no? Oh, he should be pleased. That, oh, I should have a very beautiful wife or beautiful husband. Is it bhakti? And is it worship? No. So here, mam ekam saranam braja, for what? That I will give up all your simple activity. This here is not saranagati. That the door of bhakti, not here told. And also, sarvadharman pratyajyam mam ekam saranam braja. Why? Because Arjuna was fearing that if I will kill all Bhisham Pitamah, Dronacharya, all my brothers, Duryodhan and 100 and so many, then what will be? Krishna is telling that you should fight and kill all. So Arjuna is thinking, if I am going to do so, then what will be? Oh, so much power. And that is why Yudhishthira Maharaj, when he became king, he also was perplexed. What to do? I have killed all both sides, 18 Akshauhini Sainya army. I am the root cause. So, he He wanted to give up and go to Himalaya. But Krishna warned him. Also Arjun, he told that you should fight and kill all. I have killed them. Nimitta matra bhavasapasashi. And for this he saw his Vishwaru. Then Arjun began to fight. So here, what I have told in Vedas and all Shastras and in Gita, you should give up all Varnashram Dharma and also the worship of demi gods, all these things. Also, anything else we should give up and we should try to do bhajan. Mahaprabhu told what? Iho bhaj. It was bhaj here. Because here there is what he told, mam. Mai ye sarir ho. Aham mamiti. Aham mamiti. This. So give up what you are doing and giving up also in bodily
conception.
So this is not actually regarding to soul. So we should give up. And then Prabhu kahe iho bhajya aage kahar. And then Raya kahe gyan mishra bhakti sadhasar. Yo. Sundar Gopal.
Umagyanachirandrasya Gyananjanashalakaya Chakshurunnitandena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So next, Sri Vayamananda is putting forward another proposition, which is Gyan Mishra Bhakti, or Bhakti mixed with Gyan or knowledge. What knowledge in particular? Brahma Jiva Aikyan. The idea that everything in this world, everything that exists is Brahma. And that we are also part of that Brahma. And to support this, he quotes a verse from Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma Na Shochati Na Kamshati Samasardeshu Bhuteshu Madhaktim Labhate Param. One who reaches the stage of Brahma Bhuta, which is an exalted stage, much like the stage that Srila Shukadeva Goswami had at the beginning of his life. They're fully happy, fully blissful. Prasanna Atma. Na Shochati Na Kamshati. They never lament. They never hanker for anything. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu, all of the entities they see equally, without discrimination, what color skin they are, what physical body they have, what kind of nature they have, they only see the soul present in all of the entities. Madhvaktin lavate param, such a person may, from that stage, attain bhakti for Sri Krishna. Mahaprabhu was not satisfied with this. And he said, Eho Bhaya, this is external. Why is this? Knowledge about our condition in this world and how to become free from the sufferings of this world does not actually relate to our eternal constitutional position. In this world, the living entity is caught in a web of suffering. He's caught in the repeated cycle of birth and death. And to become free from that is simply the cessation of misery. So Prasanna Atma does not in fact refer to happiness that one achieves through bhakti to Sri Krishna.
It is simply the natural joy that is achieved when the living entity is free, somewhat, from the pangs of misery that he experiences in this world. It doesn't, and the duality of this world, it has nothing really to do with the swarup of the jiva. Also, if you look at this verse, the last line, mad bhaktin labhate param, this indicates clearly, labhate means to achieves or attains. In other words, a person who attains the level of Brahma Bhuta, they may then, if they're very fortunate, through association with a Mahabhagavad Vaishnava, attain their true position, which is that of bhakti to Sri Krishna. This indicates that there is something higher, and that what has been described in this verse, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, is simply external. One check of the Buddhist.
कुछ रह गया है
बोलो तो
एनीवन मोर समथिंग
लबते पराम पर
गाज टू टाइप्स ऑफ
ये सर बोलते पारो
ही कैन टेल शोटी महाराज
शोटी ब्रह्मवादी मायावादी
क्या बोलो बोलता पारो बोलो
ही हैज टू कम ऑन दिस साइड ऑफ माइक
यू You are expert. Kothay galo? Ekhan theke bolto.
Shila Rayamananda, he discussed all these topics. Gyanistha Bhakti. Gyanistha Bhakti means that as the devotional service is mixed with the knowledge of empiric knowledge. That is called the Brahma Gyan. That bhakti actually Brahma with the Gyanistha Bhakti. Here Vishnu Chakravarti Path and Sri Gurudev very nicely explain. There are three types of knowledge. First knowledge is Tapanath of Gyan, Tampadath of Gyan, Jiva Brahma, Aika Gyan. That is called that the Tatprath means that the Tatprath of Gyan. And that is called Bhagavatattva Gyan. What is the Brahma? These things also discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Balanti Tattva Vidas Tattva Nujas Janamatya Brahmedi Pramatmedi Bhagavanati Saptade. Same Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has three expectations.
Features.
Three features. That is called Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. But different, any of the vision, different persons, they are realizing. They realize this things. Those are the Gyanis, they are thinking that is called Brahma, and those are the Yogis, they realize that is called Paramatma. But to the devotee, by the pathway of the devotional service, they realize he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Here, the Tattva Gyan, Bhagavat Tattva Gyan, this is essential in the beginning in our spiritual life. And also, Tampadattva Gyan, that is called Atma Tattva Gyan. That is, what is the soul? This thing is also discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam. Mahi Vamsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. Jiva, that means that Jiva, that entity that is part and parcel of the Lord. So Jiva Tattva Gyan, Tattva Gyan, and Tampadattva Gyan. Then Jiva Brahma Aika Gyan. One is with Brahma. Actually, this type of knowledge should be rejected. This type of knowledge is called that the impartial knowledge, that is called the Mayavad philosophy, speculative knowledge. Here, Rayaranda he quoted this verse, the Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma na sachati na kankati sama sarvesu bhutesu madhakti labhate param. Here, Brahma Bhuta, who is called Brahma Bhuta? What is the symptom of Brahma Bhuta? So, Srimad Bhagavatam, in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also mentioned in this way. The way is Brahma, Bhuta Prasanna, Brahma Bhuta, he has some qualification. No such a thing is not limited in this material things. No, because he has no any material deities. Even his heart is completely free from all types of material deities. So, the Brahma Bhuta Prasanna, not Ankati, is such a Samasarvesu Bhuteshu, Mabhakti Labhati. But he is one thing in his heart, he thinks everything is Brahma. But he has to say, if that is Brahma, that type of person, he also associates with my devotee. Then he will also give up his Brahma again, and then he will practice Shuddha Bhakti. So in this way, Dharmananda, he also discusses this against Mishra Bhakti. Should be also not the aim and object. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's aim and object then he called the Jiva Sarvamanu Bandhi. Prabhu kai parasyok sattya need not. What is the sattva and what is the sadhana? So in this regard, Jiva sattva and sadhana. Then it's called the Sarvamanu Bandhi, then it's called Jiva's spontaneous nature to serve Krishna. So Raivananda, but in different angle, he also discusses in this way. So, in this way, Vishnu Chakravarti explain, if we want to give up this, all these things, Brahma, Gyan, everything, then Rayavananda, he also approached another statement, that is called Gyan, Sunna, Bhakti, and completely perform all types of the speculative knowledge. That is what is called Vishuddha Bhakti. That time Rayavananda, he quoted one verse,
My dear horse. Thank you. We are Brahma Gyan, Brahma Bhuta. Brahma Bhuta means those who want Mukti. And especially they want to be immersed in Brahma. They are Jnani. But Jnani has two kinds. The Jnanis of Haridwar and Kashi. And the Jnani of Vrindavan. In Haridwar and Kashi, they don't like Srimad Bhagavat even. They criticize. And they criticize also Vaishnavas. So, he has rejected first, not that Brahma-bhuta. Those who are not making any offense to Vaishnava or Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhakti, that a class of a Brahma-bhuta. And if they will have a very high class Vaishnava association, like in Kashi, Sannyasi Thakur,
Jiva Dharma.
Only for a moment, he saw a Vaishnava singing Hare Sri Krishna Chaitanya, rolling down, sweating and all symptoms. In a moment he was changed. So if in Vrindavan, anyone not criticizing Bhakti or Bhagavat or anything, then if at that time any good association of high class Vaishnava they will find, then Param Bhakti they will have. Otherwise no. There is some chance. Not always chance, but some chance. But Mahaprabhu rejected it. Why? Mukti. Mukti is not our goal. Or no
constitution,
position, religion, no activities in Brahma Gyan, no activities. If a Jnani Bhakta, they are different. Bhisham Pitama, Sanat Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, Prahlad Maharaj, they were Bhagavat Tattva Gyan, always knowing. Opulence of Krishna. So they are not here told. So here Sai Jyavadi are told, but not if they are criticizing Vaishnava. Then they may have chance, and by chance they labhate bhakti param. They will, still not. So Mahaprabhu rejected it. And then Prabhu kahe iho bajya aage kaha raha. Iho bajya. Then Ramananda Raya told, Raya kahe gyan sunya bhakti sadhasar. You?
After Ramananda Roy had made different suggestions, the last one being Brahmabuddha Prasannatma. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu condemned this also. And Ramananda Roy then made further suggestions. He said that pure devotional service devoid of empirical knowledge. This devotional service based on empirical knowledge, then there's some cause for the devotional service. But he said devotional service devoid of empirical knowledge, not caused by impersonal knowledge, knowledge of the difference between matter and spirit. But then how? Jnane prayasam, giving up all kinds of knowledge, a long way away. Namanta eva, jivanti sanmukharitam. Then, what is the positive engagement? That they're hearing discourses from pure devotee about the qualities, pastimes, holy names of the Lord. Sane sita. They should remain in their position. No need to renounce. If one is householder, hearing from pure devotee, then no need to renounce his position. He can continue. Continue in a position of simply hearing Harikatha from pure Vaishnava. Then, what is the result? That although Krishna is unconquerable, but by this activity he becomes conquered. This is a beautiful quality of Krishna. That although he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Sarva Shaktiman, he has all potencies, he's capable of performing all activities. In a second, he can create millions and millions of universes. In a second, he can destroy millions of universes. The greatest demons in the world, like Hiranyakashipu was so powerful that when he came, even the properties of earth, water, fire, air, he took over. He dismissed Vayu, dismissed the demigods in Varun, in charge of the properties of water, earth. Get out, no need. And he, by his own mystic potencies, he maintained the properties of the elements even. So powerful that he reversed the laws of karma. So if some demon was performing impious activities, he got pious results. And if Brahmana is performing yajna or pious activities, then he got hellish results. He's so powerful that he could do. But when he was torturing Prahlad, and finally Nrisingadeva became so angry, he couldn't tolerate anymore. And when Hiranyakashipu challenged that he's in this pillar, then I'll kill him! And struck the pillar with his fist, then Hiranyakashipu came. Nrisingadeva came. Played with him for a little while. And then, in an instant, completely destroyed him. Completely. So great demon. Ravana also, so powerful demon. But, in the end, Ram, acting as a human being, all fighting, it said that there was no comparison, just as there's no comparison to the ocean, or there's no comparison to the sun. So similarly, there's no comparison to the battle between Ravan and Ramchandra. And in the end, the demigod said, oh, don't forget you're the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Don't think you're an ordinary human being, to Ramchandra. Then Ram put his supreme weapon on his bow, and in an instant, finished, Ram. So, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he's unconquerable. But he agrees to be conquered by his devotees. Just like when Prahlad came in front of Nrisimhadev. All the demigods, Nrisimhadev was roaring. Everyone was terrified. All the demigods were terrified. Everyone. And they pushed little Prahlad up. Nrisimhadev is sitting with his father's body, entrails, guts everywhere. He's put a garland of intestines around his neck. And this little boy comes, he's not frightened at all, he's got a garland. And he comes forward, offers obeisances, offers prayers to Nrisimhadev. Nrisimhadev immediately calms down. He puts his bloody paw on Prahlad's head, and he becomes calm. So this is Krishna's Bhakta Vatsala. This is a great qualification of Krishna. Although Samoham Sarvabhuteshu, he's neutral to all, but he's not neutral to his devotees. This is not a fault. So, Jnane Prayasam, giving up all kinds of empiric knowledge. Giving up the knowledge that soul and Brahman is one. Giving up this empirical knowledge. But maintaining knowledge of the position of Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Krishna is conquered. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not satisfied. Because those who remember that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Jnani Bhakta, like Bhishmadev, like Prahlad Maharaj. When Nrisimhadev appeared, he performed such a great effort, so much hard work, killing Hiranyakashipu. Prahlad Maharaj never offered him any water, never offered him any food. He offered prayers. Because he's Bhagavan. He's Atmaram, Atmakam. What does he mean?
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, you should come forward, singer. Yes, come here. Quickly.
Om Agyanam Timirandasya Agyanam Vidumasanataya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to continue the very nice explanation given of this verse.
Oh, you can come nearer to Krishna Das. To Krishna Das.
There's two kinds of jnana
that harmonium, terminium, kotha gallery
are supposed to become sunya or zero. One was already discussed by Shripad Naini Maharaj, and that is impersonal jnana. Or Jiva, Brahma, Aitya Jnana. The knowledge, or rather misunderstanding, so-called knowledge, that the Jiva, we, and the Supreme Lord are equal in all respects. Then there are two other kinds of knowledge that are also supposed to become sunya, and that is actually meant as the deep meaning by Lord Brahma. And this is explained in their commentaries of Srimad Bhagavatam by Srila Jiva Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, and Srila Viswanath Chakravarti Thakur have explained that it's not only the speculative knowledge leading to impersonal realization that must be given up, but also two other kinds. These two other kinds of knowledge are good in the beginning of bhakti, but ultimately to realize real bhakti, that is Radha-Rupa bhakti, and then ultimately enter into Radha-Rupa bhakti and become a resident of Braj and engage in our constitutional form in Krishna's service in Vrindavan, then two other kinds of knowledge must be given up. One is called Tat Pradartagyan, and that is the knowledge that Sripad Nandi Maharaj is discussing. And that is that Krishna is Sarva Shaktiman. He's the supreme controller of everything. He is the source of innumerable incarnations. He can create and destroy innumerable universes in a moment. He can create innumerable universes in a moment and at the next moment destroy them and the next moment create them. This knowledge also has to be given up if one wants to enter into Braj Bhakti and one wants to fully conquer the Lord. The other type of knowledge that has to be given up ultimately is called Tam Pradartagyan. And that was also discussed by Sri Padmini Maharaj. That is, that I am an eternal servitor of the Lord. I am an insignificant, infinitesimal, part and partial of the Lord. I am very tiny, Anu, and the Lord is Vibhu. He is great. This knowledge, also called Aishwarya Gyan, creates a wall between the devotee and the Lord. So the deep meaning of this verse is that one should also give up that knowledge and enter into Madhurya Bhakti, the understanding, the highest understanding of the Lord, that he's not at all the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but he is merely the son of Nanda Maharaj, and he is the beloved of the gopis, particularly the beloved of Srimati Radhika. Otherwise, as long as we maintain Aishwarya Gyan Bhakti, which cannot be artificially given up, but as Lord Brahma states, can be gradually given up by remaining in one's position within Varnashram, and at the same time hearing the sweet pastimes and qualities of the Lord from a Tatkavya Rasik Bhakta, that is one who is actually a Raghavika Bhakti in the spiritual world, who is a personal associate of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, and in this world plays the part of a Radhanuga Bhakta. Srila Gurudev explained, when he discussed this verse previously, that Aishwarya and Madhurya can never exist at the same time together. As he's been discussing the pastimes of Rath Yatra, the gopis told Krishna, yes, you come to Vrindavan, but you have to give up the idea that I am the son of Vasudeva Devaki. They, with their moods, they gave him his flute and peacock feather and told him, you have to say, I am the son of Nanda Maharaj. Why was Radharani and the gopis so sad at Kurukshetra? They could not spend the night in Rasleela with Krishna because he was going to be with his queens. So Aishwarya and Madhurya never go hand in hand. Krishna can never say, I am the son of Nanda Baba in Dwarka. So one must ultimately give up that Aishwarya. Madhurya means, even when there's Aishwarya, still one doesn't think that Krishna is God. Just like when Krishna was lifting Govardhan. Oh, first, when Krishna showed Arjuna his universal form, Arjuna said, oh, please excuse me. I've committed so many offenses to you. We've slept on the same bed, ate from the same plate. Now I realize you're the Lord, so please forgive me. This was a wall in his body. But when Mother Yasoda... So when Mother Yasoda saw Krishna's universal form, she thought, oh, some ghost has probably taken over my son. And she and Nanda Maharaj purified him by giving him some cow dung and cow's urine from the tail of a black cow. So one has to give up the knowledge of Krishna's God and gradually cultivate Radhanuga Bhakti and the guidance of a pure devotee.
Thank you. Here, importance is given on Harikatha. So, We should do pranam sthane sthita. We should do pranam who is speaking Hari Katha. He should be tattva jnani and also rashi bhauk bhakta. So we should do pranam to him. We should do pranam to the place where Hari Katha is going on. We should do pranam to audience, those who are hearing. Without audience, a speaker cannot speak anything. So do pranam to them also. To Hari Katha, you should do. Oh, very sweet Hari Katha. Oh, he is speaking very good. Oh, this place is like more than Vaikuntha, like this. And those who have managed, what?
Organized.
Oh, they should also, we should do pranam to them also. And then, if you are doing and hearing Hari Katha with heart, then what it will be? Krishna Ajit, but he will be conquered. This is the thing. He will be conquered by Hari Katha. If anyone talking, if in Nand Baba is sleeping in the lap of Mother Yashoda and she is giving milk to Krishna, and if anyone talking about Krishna and gopis, pastimes, then what Krishna will do? At once give up her mother and father and he will come to hear Hari Katha there. So this can conquer Krishna. And then Mahaprabhu told here only, O iho hoy, aage kaha. Oh, that is okay. He begins, why? Hari Katha, hearing, it is related to the constitutional form religion. What I used to tell? Sarupanubandhi. It begins from here by hearing sweet pastimes of Krishna. So Mahaprabhu became some happy at all. Oh, iho hoy. But I want to hear more. Oh, you should do kirtan. One kirtan. Any kirtan you like. Any kirtan you like. Best. Drama players, they should be ready.
Ramanji bollo, Oishwarjar Madhuri ekshonge thakte pare na. Bollo Oishwarjar Madhuri ekshonge thakte pare na.
Ekshonge thakte pare na.
Tumi bollen.
Haan.
Haan. Sarbota ta mukha ta adhan ki pare. Aap nani sa ekshonge thakte na. Haan thakte pare tha.
Aishwarjar Thakur kya na Thakur. Loki.
Ramanji bollo. I'm not going to be able to do that.
Premanande. Okay, they can start. Drama play.
Microphone.
The devotees who are playing the drama, quickly prepare everything. In the meantime, we announce the names of the devotees who received initiation this morning. Receiving Diksha, Pushpalata Dasi from
Pushpalata Dasi Ki Jai.
Receiving Harina Kalibala from Norway. Receiving Harina Kalibala from Norway.
Kantamati.
Kantimati Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harina Kai Strasregan from Wales.
Karuna Maya.
Karuna Mai, Karuna Maya.
Karuna Maya.
Wife, lady, or?
Mayo.
Oh, Karuna Mai Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harina from Germany, Birbhadra Tesh.
Birbhadra.
Birbhadra Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha, Sulata Dasi.
Sulata Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam Diksha, Gavendra Das, receiving new name,
Govardhan
Das, ki jai.
Receiving Gopala Mantra, Karunamayi Devi Dasi.
Karunamayi Dasi, ki jai.
Receiving Gopala Mantra,
Vaijanti Mala, ki jai.
Receiving Gopal Mantra Satyaki Das.
Satyaki Das.
Eh?
Satyaki.
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 Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki.
Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki.
Satyaki.
Satyaki. Satyaki.
Satyaki.
Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki. Satyaki.
Receiving Diksha Tulasi Devi Dasi from
Tulsi
France.
Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harina Alina Nitzgoda from Berlin.
Ambika.
Ambika Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harina Hema Wanti Gokul.
Hemalata.
Hemalata Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Diksha from England Revati Devi Dasi.
Revati Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harina from Netherlands, Frankie Colombier.
Lady. Chandan Kala.
Chandan Kala.
Chandan Kala.
Chandan Kala.
Chandan Gotina. Chandan Kala was.
Champak Lata Kalda. Champak Lata ki jai.
From Germany, Bianca Rutzer, receiving Harinam and Gopal Mantra.
Bianca.
Bianca Bela.
Bianca Devi ki jai.
Bela.
Huh?
Made the name Bela.
Bela?
Bela.
Huh?
Bela.
Bianca Kato.
This is female.
Yeah, so.
Bianca Bela, Bela Devi.
Bianca. Oh, again?
Who's Bianca?
Here, Bianca.
There, there. Bianca, not Bella. Yeah, Bella Devi.
I tell Bella.
If you have Bianca, then what can I do?
Yeah.
So he, I thought that he's in Bianca.
But it's
no
name,
heart.
New
no
name,
heart.
Bella Dasi.
Bella Dasi is one?
Yeah.
Bella. So Bella Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harina from France. Surprise for the parents. Sankirtan Das.
Sankirtan Das Prabhu ki.
We want to keep a surprise for his parents.
Hari Kirtan, also receiving Harinam.
Hari Kirtan Prabhu ki jai.
Sudam Das, also from France. Sudam.
Sudam Prabhu ki jai.
And last of the four friends, Dhananjaya Das.
Dhananjaya Das Prabhu ki jai.
Stefan Sattman from Germany receiving Harinam.
Sudhakar.
Eh?
Sudhakar.
Oh, Sudhakar Prabhu ki jai. Sudhakar.
Florian Harajim from Germany receiving Harinam.
Harijan.
Harijan Prabhu ki jai.
Benjamin Heyman from Germany receiving Harinam.
Bansidhari Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Gopal Mantra from Lithuania, Pitambar Das.
Pitambar Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Gopal Mantra also from Lithuania, Rupavati Dasi.
Rupavati Dasi ki jai.
Also receiving Gopal Mantra from Lithuania, Devaki Dasi.
Devaki Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Shiksha, Bhadravati Dasi.
Bhadravati Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Switzerland, Janine Heurmann.
Jai Sri.
Jai Sri Dasi ki jai. Jai Sri.
Draupati Chandra Vati from Zutermir receiving Harinam and Diksha.
Draupadi.
Draupadi Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam and Diksha, Advaita Chaitanya Das from Germany.
Advaita Chaitanya Das Prabhu ki jai.
Amal Krishna, you have given.
Amal Krishna Das Prabhu ki jai. But.
Harinam receiving Ellie Barts from Holland.
Brajeshwari.
Brajeshwari Dasi ki jai.
Elena Fitschken from Germany receiving Harinam.
Ishani.
Ishani Devi ki jai.
From Stuttgart, Peter Alexander Auslander receiving Harinam.
Prahlad.
Prahlad. Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Das ki jai.
Laura Smirk. Smirek from Germany receiving Harinam.
Lavangalata
Devi ki jai.
From Switzerland receiving Diksha, Madhusudan Das.
Madhusudan Das ki jai.
Receiving Diksha from Switzerland, Lata Devi Dasi.
Lata Devi Dasi ki jai.
From Italy receiving Diksha, Nimai Das.
Nimai Das Prabhu ki
jai. Receiving Harina from Germany, Helena Maika Ellu.
Hemangi.
Hemangi Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harina from Holland, Zero Reco.
Ratnakala Prabhu.
Ratnakar Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from England, John Baker.
Jai Tirtha.
Jai Tirtha Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from, I believe it is Germany, Lars Tiede.
Lalit Madhav.
Lalit Madhav Prabhu ki jai.
From Germany receiving Harinam, Sandra Grunewald.
Sudevi.
Sudevi ki jai.
From England, Abdulayer, receiving Harinam.
Atul Krishna.
Atul Krishna Prabhu ki jai.
receiving Diksha from Germany, Ananta Krishna Das Prabhu.
Ananta Krishna Das Prabhu ki jai.
From Germany receiving Harinam, Dimitri Chiyonik.
Dayal Hari.
Dayal Hari Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha from Israel, Amar Das.
Amar Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Shiksha from Italy, Kalindi Dasi.
Kalindi Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Switzerland, Anu.
Anupam.
Anupam Das.
Dasi.
Dasi ki, Anupama Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Switzerland, Shyam Priya Dasi.
Shyamapriya Dasi ki jai.
From Germany, originally from Nepal, receiving Harinam, Ramchandra and Priti Karki.
Ramchandra.
Ramchandra Prabhu ki jai.
Priti.
And Priti. Priti ki jai.
Then receiving the last one from Holland, receiving Harinam, Julio Cesar Pimentel.
Chandrakanta.
Chandrakanta Devi ki jai. Das ki. Eh? Chandrakanta Das. No, Chandrakanta Das ki. Chandrakanta.
Chandrakanta. Das.
Yes. Gaur Premanande. Govinda Damo Dharma. This should be gone.